You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KC Forum, public affairs with an entertaining spin. And I'll tell you what, something that's not entertaining is all of this snow. I'm done with it. How about you guys? I can't take it anymore. Man, oh man, it's cold and all this snow. Well, hopefully it'll warm things up. We'll warm it up here on this radio show. But we are going to talk about what you need to do in this cold weather. And if you need any help, like with generators or types of tools from Strasser Hardware, we'll have them on the line coming up in just a moment. How about Charlie's House? Charlie's House is a way to get the mission statement out of little Charlie's family who lost him because he died when a piece of furniture fell on him. This is a way to make sure families have their homes child-proofed so they can be safe. And also we're going to talk about history. Well, it's Kansas City history, and it's very, very cool. It's written by a young lady who, it was her father-in-law. The family was involved in bootlegging back in the Prohibition era, and we're going to talk to her. This is her very first book, so it'll inspire some of you. All right, so this is Public Affairs with an Entertaining Spin, KC Forum. And you know what? There's nothing entertaining to me, anyway, about the snow that we've been having, the cold weather we've been having. I need a nice ocean with lots of sunshine. Don't you agree, Matt?
I do agree. Matt, tired of this weather.
Matt, of course, we interviewed Matt earlier this week at Strasser Hardware on Southwest Boulevard about the cold weather, about options when, you know, your energy goes out and that your electric goes out and all that kind of stuff. So first of all, I want to talk about a generator. Explain to folks what generators do and who they're for and who they're not for.
Yeah, generators are for when the power goes out. It's a fuel option that you hook up your electrical cord to that plugs into your house that keeps your house going so you can keep your pipes unfrozen and keep you warm for a little bit while the power is out.
All right. And so the thing is, you don't want to put your generator in the garage and shut the garage door.
No, with anything, ventilation is key. You definitely don't want to put it inside. It's flammable. It's combustion, so you don't want that by any means.
All right. So we've had, you know, power outage a week ago, and by the time they hear this radio show, there may have been another one. What are some of the options besides generators that they can do? And when you do buy a generator, though, Matt, you don't want to do, you know, $100 to these. You want to spend money on it because it's important.
It is. You want to buy something at least, I think, $5,000 and up. Not $5,000, but it'll be about $500 and up. But so usually a 5,000-watt generator is what you need at least, in my opinion.
Okay, and then at your store right now, you don't have any. You've already sold out.
We don't. We're out. I know a lot of places are out, but people are scrambling to get them in right now.
Can you recommend a certain brand, or do you not do that?
We sell Generac. I haven't had any real issues with the Generac brand. I think Home Depot also sells them as well, so that's a pretty good brand to stick with.
All right, and so if I don't want a generator and I want to keep my house warm, propane, kerosene, let's go through those.
Yeah, there's propane heaters and kerosene heaters. The big key with both of those is to make sure that you're well ventilated. You've got a window cracked, a door cracked, and they're fairly easy to use. The kerosene comes in 5-gallon jugs and 2.5-gallon jugs that you just continually fill. There's a little bit of odor. That's why you want the window to be cracked or the door to be cracked. Same thing with propane. They come in small tanks, and you can also get an adapter from your barbecue grill for the one that you already have.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I can handle that one.
Yeah.
All right, so we're keeping the house warm, but now we want to keep the lights on, right? We want to keep the lights on. So flashlights, batteries.
Flashlights, batteries. You want to make sure you have food, non-perishable food, if you're going to be out for a while, because you don't want to open up your refrigerator, things like that. You want to make sure you have blankets ready to go, other things like that.
And what are those silver blankets? Explain those, what you've got.
Yeah, it's an emergency blanket. It basically uses your body heat and basically warms you up through your body heat, reflects off of it to keep you warm. It's just like a little foil blanket. It's kind of weird looking, but it does the trick.
All right, so we're talking to Matt from Strasser Hardware right there on the boulevard, and it's been a busy time for you the last couple weeks.
Yeah, we've been swamped.
What has been the most popular item?
Kerosene, honestly, has been the most popular item.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And then you've got everything, though. People don't realize they're like 40,000 square feet. You're remodeling right now, but you've got everything from shovels to everything they need.
Yeah, shovels, ice melt, scrapers, gloves, hand warmers, everything you need.
All right. And so when people come in and say, okay, I'd like to have a survival kit, what would you put in it?
Especially if you're out in your car, I'd have jumper cables. I'd have some water, a flashlight for sure, things like that, batteries.
Okay. And then let me ask you, on the cell phone, how would I keep my cell phone charged up?
There are some things. There are some power banks that we sell. Basically, you charge those. You want to have those charged up, and then you'll plug your phone into it through a USB charger, basically, and it'll charge your phone.
Oh, and what are
power.
What do those run?
Around $20.
Okay, around $20. Okay, so now here's the question, Matt. Do you have a survival kit in your car?
I don't. I should, though, right? I figure if I get stuck, I'll just be stuck at work, so I have everything here.
Isn't that funny? Because, you know, being in the news business, we're telling people all the time, do this, do that, do this, do that. And then you sit and you ask yourself, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking my own advice.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I need to get on that, definitely.
All right, so let's talk about the store hours.
Yep, we are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, we're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so plenty of time there
plenty
for folks to get things. Okay, and let me just ask you on the driveway salt, what is the best one to use, do you think?
I like calcium chloride. It goes down to a lower temperature. I think it's negative 25, negative 35 below. So that'll, and it's not harmful to your concrete.
Okay.
That's one I'd recommend. It's about $25 for a 50-pound bag.
And what is the craziest question or craziest thing that someone's asked you?
Depends on the day. They ask us some weird stuff. Everybody calls everything different things. Can't think of one off the top of my head, but every day I usually get a pretty crazy question.
All right, very good, Matt. So, tips for folks out there, just finally as we close out here with you from Strasser Hardware?
Just make sure you're prepared. Get in before it does anything bad so you're not driving on the roads.
Okay, good. Matt, thank you so much. Get that survival kit, you hear me?
I need to.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Brothers William and Brandon Cheney service new construction pool companies, pool renovation companies, and private pool owners throughout Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The Cheney Brothers' focus since 2009 has always been to deliver the highest quality plaster, tile, and coping installation services. Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Give them a call, 918-728-1572, or look them up on Facebook, or better yet, ask for one of their satisfied customers. The Cheney Brothers Midwest Plastering. Their focus, customer satisfaction.
All right, if you've just tuned in, we are going to talk about Charlie's House and Charlie's Ball. We have Brett Horn with us. How are you, Brett?
I'm great, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, and I'm very excited to hear about Charlie's Ball. But you know what? I know what Charlie's House is. Why don't you give us a little history?
Well, Charlie's House is a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, and our mission is to prevent accidents and injuries to children in and around the home. We've been around for about 11 years. Unfortunately, it was started after a tragic accident in my own home. Oh. Where my son Charlie, only 2 and a half at the time, was killed when a dresser in his own room, the dresser was only 30 inches high, tipped over and took his life.
Oh, my. So from this, Charlie's House, you want to help other parents not go through what your family has gone through.
Absolutely. You know, the in-home accidents are the number one cause of hospitalization for children ages birth to 11 years old. It's not cancer, it's accidents. There are things that can be prevented. And of course, as a parent who lost a child to an accident in the home, I just really want to encourage everyone to take the time to make sure that you go through your house and you do absolutely everything possible to to ensure that it's the safest environment for your children.
So your mission statement is, or your mission, as you mentioned already partly, is to keep these kids safe. How do you do that? How does Charlie's House do that?
Well, we give out hundreds of thousands of Charlie's checklists, little safety checklists for you to go around your home. We give out safety supplies to those who can't afford them. You can go to our website for that, www.charlieshouse.org. And we are speak at many events, community events throughout the year. And we are actually building the nation's first safety demonstration home on Hospital Hill. So that'll be a great community center where parents and caregivers can come and learn how to properly child-proof their home.
And when is that going to start?
Well, we've broken ground, and hopefully it's going to warm up here soon so we can really get the wheels turning on it, but hopefully in the fall of 2019.
All right. And I was there with you. Was that about 8 months ago, 10 months ago we were there? We were talking about it?
It was, yes. Okay. Yeah. You know, the red tape you sometimes have to get done before you break ground, but we have officially broken ground, and we are on the way.
All right, so Charlie's Ball is the second annual creative black tie event for the whole family. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a fun event for families to come to. It's going to be on February 23rd at Union Station. And basically, it's a family creative black tie event. We say creative black tie because we don't expect you to go out and buy a tux for your 4-year-old. Certainly it's a nice event where the family can dress up. They can go out with mom and dad and have a gala type experience with Mr. Stinky Feet and lots of balloons and games and characters walking around. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very fun family event.
So it looks like, gosh, you're going to have dinner, your program, an auction, a silent auction. I love auctions. I'm dangerous at auctions.
Then you need to come.
Dancing, games, and so much more. You know, I know it's a bittersweet for you because you wish you didn't have to do this. But at the same time, because it did happen, this is something that 'll carry on his legacy.
Absolutely. It's my wife, Jenny, and I share Charlie's story almost daily still, 11 years later. But it's we had decided initially, right after the accident, that if we could lend his story to help prevent this type of accident and any other in-home accidents, to help prevent those types of accidents from occurring, that we were happy to do so.
Is there anything that where people, like for instance, you said that checklist, is there a website where they can go to learn about it? Do you ever send people out to people's houses? Or is there anything like that, any sort of a service like that?
Well, absolutely. The Charlie's Checklist you can reference on our website, www.charlieshouse.org.
All right. Charlie's Ball, February the 23rd.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and Casey Forum.
It's something none of us like to think about. But have you ever wondered what might happen to your home, to your finances, or even to your loved ones if you should die? Though we don't like to think about it, it's something we need to plan for just in case. Quinn and Quinn PC Law Firm of Kansas City can help. Quinn and Quinn Attorneys at Law can answer your questions about estate planning. Maybe you need a will or a trust. Let our experience work for you in this most crucial area of your life. Call 816-444-7474 for a consultation. 816-444-7474 and let Quinn and Quinn's experience work for you. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
Good morning. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to KC Forum. Public Affairs with an Entertaining Spin, and we are going to talk about a very interesting book. It's called The Bootlegger's Friend, and it's historical. It's about Kansas City, and we've got Claire Blondo on the line, and this is something that was very close to your heart to write, correct?
Oh, yes. It's been a very long process, but yes, I'm very happy with the outcome.
All right. How is this book connected to your life, Claire?
My life?
Yeah.
Well, I'm married to Tom Blondo, who is the third generation in a liquor company that his grandfather started just after Prohibition. And his grandfather during Prohibition was a bootlegger.
Oh, my.
So Tom, yeah. So Tom grew up hearing all of these stories from his grandparents and went into the liquor business that Grandpa started. And now he's still there for almost 40 years. And our son is also in the company.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Yeah.
What history there is. That's what I meant. I knew it was connected to your life that way. All right.
Right.
So I knew your, well, I know your husband, but I knew your husband's dad, and he was just, he was a character.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. He was a real character. A lot of big personalities in the Blondo family.
All right. So the Blondo family, a lot of kids. Your husband's one of how many?
He's one of nine. The youngest died at age three in 1968, I believe. 68, yes. But he's number six of nine.
Wow.
He has four brothers and three sisters, and they're all here in the Kansas City area.
And they're all characters themselves. What did they think about this book?
Well, they're all, I think, reading it. There's not a lot of big readers in the family. A couple of them are reading through it. My one sister-in-law had some problem with one of the chapters, and we talked it out. And, you know, I had to remind her that this is a work of fiction, mm-hmm. although many of the events and characters in it are real people, based on real people, but I've had to change some names here and there.
Right.
But I think it's being well received.
Have you ever written a book before?
Oh, no. This was the first one, and it took me, start to finish, it took me almost 10 years.
Oh.
And I did it, yeah, I did it at the time I was a stay-at-home mom, raising four children and everything that goes along with that. So I had the time to do it.
Well, not really raising four kids. You probably did it when you could, you know, a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. With
absolutely.
Okay. So what we're talking about, The Bootlegger's Friend, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it begins in 1921 when Grandpa came to America from Sicily through Ellis Island, mm-hmm. and his sponsor was his uncle, Jimmy Balistrieri, and set him up with the liquor business, which already was illegal because Prohibition had begun, mm-hmm. but, you know, you do what you have to do. And he then soon after met Johnny Lazzi, who was into politics, and they just hit it off and had a lot of shenanigans that they participated in, and they had just formed a lifelong friendship until the end, which I don't want to divulge it because it, to people who don't know the story, there is kind of a surprise ending, I guess you'd have to say.
Gosh, this was interesting because you were able to take stories from your husband's family and and relive them.
Oh, yes. And I actually went so far as to corroborate some that people had heard stories but didn't really know details. So I have, over the years, purchased a number of books from the era about Tom Pendergast and some of the other things, the Union Station massacre and some of the other things that happened. And I was able to corroborate some of the family stories with actual historical events that occurred.
You know,
and that was very fun.
I was going to say, Kansas City is a large city, but it's actually very, very small. For instance, Pendergast, the great niece, lived right by me, and her son just moved, Mike Pendergast, recently, and I used to hear stories from her. And then from the massacre, you've got the Dr. Caffrey, who lived, you know, 110th and State Line. He's no longer with us. But, I mean, we all went to school with all these people.
Yes. Yes, in fact, the grandson of Ray Caffrey, who was murdered in the Union Station massacre, is a good friend of Joe Blondo. And I've met him at a party and spoke with him at length. Kansas City is a very big, small town.
Exactly. That's what it is. All right. So where do you come from, Claire?
I was born and raised in Houston, Texas.
Oh, boy.
But I graduated from the University of Missouri in journalism school. My dad had gone there. And I was always drawn to the Midwest. I never saw myself spending my life in Texas. So I just was kind of compelled to come to Kansas City. And after I graduated, I met my husband, who was from here, and the rest is history, so they say.
My goodness. How do you feel about yourself after writing this book?
Well, I hope to continue it. There's so much that happened after Prohibition, and especially in the liquor business. I would love to continue writing.
Wow.
And that's kind of on the back burner now, but it's something I think about.
I think it's great. Do it, Claire. Just do it.
I will try. I definitely will try.
I think it's fabulous that, you know, you persevere 10 years. I mean, raising four children is not a small feat. So you had a lot of work to do there with the kids, and you were able to get it out. How has it been? What is everybody saying about it? Tell us about where they can get it and, you know, how's it been received?
Well, it's being well received. It's a slow process. I'm not active on social media. I'm not real adept at social media, but I do have a Facebook page. It's under my Facebook. It's called The Bootlegger's Friend, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's available on Amazon and it's available on Kindle, and it's not costly by any means. The print version is available to that's only $10. The digital version is only $3, and I've been running some free promotions that are available to me. And in fact, if anyone wants to email me, I can send them a link for a free copy of it. I'd be glad to do that.
What's your email, Claire?
It's blondo.claire@gmail.com, and that's blando.claire, C-L-A-R-E. Do not put an I in. It spells like St. Claire at gmail.com.
Oh, man. I need to do the audio portion of that, Claire.
The audio book?
Yeah.
You mean you want to narrate the audio?
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do it. No, I can't wait. I've gone through part of it. I'm waiting to read the whole thing. And I know folks out there will be interested in it because it's a piece of, you know, Kansas City history. And you'll probably recognize people in there. I think it's great because the family members can go back and say, man, this is part of what we were.
Yeah, definitely. I hope they have a good feeling for it. Aunt Grace, who's 91 years old, bless her heart, she and her caregiver are going through it little by little, and I think they're enjoying it. I haven't heard any negative comments, and I And I told Grace from day one, I'm not, there's nothing in the book that will reflect negatively on the family. And there really wasn't any way. I mean, this family is very non-controversial. They haven't, they're just normal and happy and healthy and funny. And, you know, it's,
and loud.
It's a good read. It's loud. It's a very loud family. You can't get a word in edgewise, but I'm used to it. But, you know, it's a good read. I hope everyone enjoys it. My sister-in-law said she's it's well-written and well-researched were her comments. So I appreciate that.
Wow.
But if anyone who does get it from Amazon, please leave a review on Amazon. And you can't really, there's really no such thing as a negative review. If you have anything negative to say about it, write it down because it's helpful. It's constructive. And I'd be glad to hear it and respond to it. And anything they want to add, I would be glad to hear that.
Very good. Claire Blondo, it's The Bootlegger's Friend, and you need to get more savvy on social media, Claire. You have four kids. Have them do it.
Yeah, I'm trying, and they're good at what they're not good about it is teaching me how to do it. They'll say, here, they'll do it. I'll do it for you, and they'll just sit down and do it for me when that doesn't really help me learn. So I do need to sit down and learn how to navigate all of these platforms.
And you know what? You can do it. Claire, thank you so very much. You've inspired us. If you've got a dream, go for it. Claire did. She's got her first book out. Congratulations. All right. Well, that's it for us this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Kathy Quinn here. Thank you to Fox 4 for allowing me to do this radio show. And we've got Katie Connors, executive producer, Andrina, associate producer, Ed Walker getting us on the air, and we've got Doug Medlock, the voice, and the elders allowing us to use their music. We're going to close off with Sing That Song by Kian Byrne from the Elders. Until next weekend, stay warm. See ya.
Hey, they're playing our song. I haven't heard it for way too long. Will you sing? Remember all the words. Meet me at the chorus. You can take a verse. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song. Don't worry, I'm right here by your side. I can take you for a ride. We can leave now, there's no use turning back. Look where you're at, think of what you had. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing